Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Robin Hood, starring Russell Crowe and the legend of a man who stood up for the rights of the desperate and searched for a little revenge at the same time.
Your father was a visionary.
What did he see?
That kings have a need of their subjects. A dangerous idea.
Rise and rise again until lambs become lions. My father died for this.
What does it mean?
Never give up.
Now, you've probably heard about boycotts. They're all the rage right now, and I had to have a boycott of my own, so I boycotted this movie. Well, why do you ask? Well, I could say it's because Russell Crowe is delusional enough to think that we actually live in the 12th century, ruled by tyrants and have no freedoms, and believe we actually really ought to steal from the rich and give to the poor. Now, I am all for rooting for the underdog, but not so much for supporting complete insanity. But honestly, I boycotted this movie because the theater was out of soft pretzels, and a girl has got to have her soft pretzels. Now, if you've seen the news lately, you know there are actually way dumber reasons for boycotts these days. So if you are up for seeing a familiar story, this one might be for you. Now onto a sweet romantic comedy called Letters to Juliet. And Amanda Seyfried, she goes with her fiancé to Italy for a pre-honeymoon. He gets all caught up into work, and she gets caught up into a 50-year-old letter she finds written to Juliet about a lost love who she decides to help and find some love for herself along the way.
Verona, Italy, where Romeo first met Juliet.
Sophia! Where would I have gone, my sweet Sophia?
There is a place where the heartbroken leave notes, asking Juliet for her help. It was there I discovered a letter that changed my life forever.
Yes, this one is totally predictable and you can see it coming from a mile away. But they get that and they let you know that they get that, which makes the whole thing really okay. But what makes this work more than anything else is the characters. Vanessa Redgrave is the woman looking for her lost love. She drags her grandson with her on the adventure, who is really the Romeo in this movie. He's a total cutie. He can be a bit of a jerk and lovable all at the same time. He becomes less jerky and more cutie, which is the perfect combination. Here's a little tip for you guys out there. If you're going to be a jerk at all, make sure it's just a ploy to woo us. We don't actually like jerks. One more tip, us girls can't get enough of these kind of movies, if they are pretty good, and this one is just good enough. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Letters to Juliet is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.